Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
We're rolling down the river.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
We're rolling.
Rolling. That was actually really good. Sorry.
I
had a dream.
What?
Oh my God. I had a dream. I had the weirdest dream. I had to get up on stage and sing. And I thought I was really, really good. And everyone was like, you were awful. And I was so embarrassed. Sorry, that's so irrelevant.
I had a really weird dream. It's on my house, by the way, which Melissa's knows because she's come as we've got a restaurant being built down below us. And they've done something to the drains and it randomly you'll get hit by the worst smell of sulfur your nose has ever witnessed.
Like rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs. Awful. Times 100 to the point where you're gagging. Anyway, we went for dinner on Tuesday with our friends and I text Jamie before being like, I think it's me who smells of rotten eggs. I think it got so much in my nostrils that I could smell it out and about. And I was like sniffing myself. And then Jamie obviously showed people the messages. I arrived and everyone was like, can you smell eggs? And
oh
I was
my like, God, that's so funny.
And then last night, my whole dream was that my skin smelled of gone off mold. Like, you know when you put
clothes, like damp. And you leave them in the washing machine, you don't take them out in time and they stink.
And then all day I was like, why? And everyone was like, Sophie, we can't sit next to you. You smell so bad.
Oh my gosh. Sophie's also had this paranoia before. She was taking like some probiotic drink. Was it Simproof?
Simproof.
And she convinced herself.
No, it made my armpit smell. I smelled weird. I smell of bacteria.
Ugh.
No, it was like a very odd.
Everyone that takes Simproof, I'm like, you must stink.
Jamie smelled too. We had the same smell.
Yeah. It's obviously too much like bacteria.
Yeah.
It like imbalances the wrong way.
Imbalances something. It was like a weird, a very, it wasn't necessarily a bad smell. It was a very peculiar
strong
smell. Well, not like, because I don't smell that much, but like if I could just smell my own.
Yeah, and you were
different.
Like, this isn't me.
Yeah, went off it, gone. But now every time Jamie and I walk down the street and smell that weird smell, because it does linger.
Like Simproof.
We're like Simproof. Simproof right now.
No, we're not going to get sponsored by Simproof. Okay, right. So we've had some listener emails. Ooh. And we're not drinking wine today, sauce, guys.
Sauce.
We're just too dehydrated.
Okay, so we've got some listeners emails. Should I read the first one? Okay, so somebody emailed us saying, decided to have a garden day, get a cute tan, you know how it goes. Caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror and realised I was wearing crotchless pants.
This photo is killing me.
I purchased this set a year ago from Fenty and forgot all about it. At the time, I thought it'd be a cute little surprise slit. Meanwhile, my actual whole ass is out from my pensioner neighbours to see. So angelic from the front, freaking the sheets, eh? Wait, I can't see the crotchless
pants. No. That's the back of it. So, like, you put it on. So there's strings that go under her butt there, but the whole of her ass is... It's not crotchless, it's like backless. So like it's your whole butt and like crotch is out.
So guys, this photo is so funny. So she's basically gone for this really chic, lacy, crochet mesh.
It's almost like a t-shirt, long dress situation, isn't
it? Like a slip.
Like a lovely, like just, it's almost like a caftanny thing you wear in your bikini, right? So it's a lovely bra and pants, but the pants have no back.
I mean, it's quite slinks.
It is very slinks.
But it's
that's
like
one way to spice up.
Yeah, get one of those. It's not like, it's obviously crotchless, but it's also arseless.
Yeah. The whole thing, everything's out. There's no
God, Jamie would love that if I wore one of those.
No privacy there.
Never gonna happen.
Oh my God, the Balenciaga show.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman, Kim Kardashian, Christine Quinn. I don't know how
I didn't see Nicole Kidman walking. I just saw Kim and Christine. Yeah, but this Balenciaga thing is like all like the rage at the moment, isn't it? Like all this like weird and wonderful, like sort of the sleeves carry on all the way over your fingertips and like the same with your shoes.
Kim's been wearing it for honestly a decade, I suppose. I just don't like it. I'm missing the old.
I'm over it now. Come on, Kimmy K. Get out of the
Get
fun
your
outfits.
Hands back out.
Yeah.
Show us your feet.
Oh my god, yeah, Christina King.
I know, Quinn. I'm so many questions about this Christine Quinn girl.
Same. I don't understand how she's, no offense, because she was so mean, how she's doing so well when she was so mean. That's what I don't get. I mean, obviously, some things aren't true.
Some people like a villain, though, don't they?
Clearly. She looked pretty cool.
She wears. One question, I've not seen Harry Styles in the gym for a while.
Neither have I.
Probably because it glasses.
Guys, I literally was seeing him like. I saw him like twice. Once he walked past, I was talking to my friend. I'm just now. Her Samira was like stood opposite me, and I could see her. She'd just done a climb, right, which is so sweaty, guys. And like she had her sweat towel in her hands, like wiping her sweat away. Suddenly she starts biting the towel. I'm like, what are you doing? And I look at what she's looking at to my right. Harry Styles honestly walks so close to me.
She's biting it.
Basically, like touches me as he walks past. He's so close. And she's like biting her towel, and I was like, and she's like, did I play that cool? And I was like, well, no, you didn't. You were biting your sweat towel that was covered in sweat. It's disgusting. He's probably looking at you like, oh, what's wrong with that?
So when you walked past, you just done the sweaty class.
I was about to go in, and she'd just done one. Oh, no, I was about to do Pilates. Yes, I look great. Stunning. Okay, right, let's go on to dilemmas. Okay, please help. Me and my boyfriend been together for 5 years. We have a house together and a dog and are very happy. Lovely. He works away from Monday to Friday. The weekend is the only time we get to see each other. He claims that he is very tired from work, so our sex life is less frequent than I would like it to be. Whilst he's away, I'll try and spice things up by sending him flirty photos, to which he responds, nice kiss. Oh no, that's not the response we want. I encourage him to be more flattering when I try to explore new avenues of our relationship?
Sorry, that's so offensive.
I would be so upset.
I would literally be like, fuck you.
I've put so much effort into this, like,
what do you mean by a flirty photo? Do you mean, like, a sexy photo?
Well, like, I imagine, like, I don't know, like, maybe she's just, like, got a bit of, like, her bra on, like, and, like, she's like, morning, I don't know, or maybe she's fully naked. Either way, even if it's just a picture of her face and she's like, you should reply something more than nice kiss. That's an insult, if
nice
anything.
Nice is insulting. It's basically being, like, cool.
I don't really know what to say to this advice.
I don't know, because I'm almost just like, oh, sack him off, but they've got a dog and a house.
I know what you mean.
Like, that would really piss me
off.
I'd be angry.
I would be so angry, and it would make me, like, unencouraged to not send a picture.
I would,
again,
like, start saying dicks, which is not what you want to do, but I'd start being like, we've got a really romantic relationship, which is really bad.
God, you're so complimentary. You make me feel so good about myself. Yeah. Thanks.
I'd be like, I love it when I send you a photo and you reply nice. God, we sound psychopaths.
No, I'm sorry. It's
but
not okay.
But what can you do in, like, a more... That's not good advice.
Okay,
to
right. Let's be constructive with this. You're going to have to just say to him, like, look, it makes me feel kind of shitty when I send you a picture and you say that. Like, do you not want me to send you a picture? Like, I want us to start having more sex. Like, come on now. What's going on?
But see, I feel like we've got a bit stagnant. Mm. Like, we need to spice things up.
I always feel like it's quite difficult, though, when you get into these stagnant stages to get out of them.
I also do feel like, yeah, it is, because it's almost embarrassing.
I know,
because
it's
you
a really
feel like they're
going
to be like, cringe, what's happened? Like, you feel embarrassed because you're so not sexy. Like, I'm so not sexy with Jamie. So I would never... Like, if I sent... I'm sure he'd love one.
We've had this conversation so many times. Jamie's desperate for Sophie.
Jamie dies for me sending.
And
so
Sophie's
like, no.
It's never going to happen. If you did it once, he'd probably, like, knock his socks off. Knock his socks off. What's the saying?
I might do it after this one.
But
I get it. It gets awkward. So, like, kudos to you in the first place for just even, like, having the courage to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's, like, nervous and he finds it, like, embarrassing almost.
No, you can respond something, like, you're not, like, stupid. Like, you can respond something better than nice to, like, a sexy picture from your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, come on, mate. I think there's just a conversation that needs to be had. And if you're not satisfied with that conversation and things don't start to change, then you're going to have to make a bigger decision about your relationship. Because if it was me, I would just, it would almost make me not feel insecure, but it would make me feel like I'm not being satisfied in ways that I want. Some people are okay with not having much sex and that, like, they're okay with that. But some people, I'm guessing you're more of a, like, a sexual person than he is, maybe.
Yeah.
And if he's not giving it to you and it's not improving after you've had, like, a nice conversation with him, then you maybe need to ask yourself a deeper question about your relationship. What do you think? You're not saying much over there. Speak up, women.
I think the same. I think you've got to just sort of have an honest conversation and just, like, lay your cards on the table.
Yeah.
Like, you do live with each other. You've got a dog. You've got a house. You can't really hold this back. I think, say it, give him the opportunity to change.
I also think it's quite nice that you don't see each other in the week, because it should keep it spicy for the weekend. So, like, try and maybe make things, like, a bit different and a bit more, like, special. Like, go out for a nice dinner as soon as he gets back and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Or, like, watch... what was that program you told me that was, like, really, like, sexual?
Oh, there's another one. There's a film as well.
Like, I don't know. That's not very me, but maybe, I don't know.
I don't actually think that would help.
I think maybe start by having the conversation.
I think the conversation, go, but keep it dinner, light. I wouldn't make it too intense, because you make it too intense, I can, like, scare the situation. Just be like, oh, do you not like it when I send you pictures? Like, I don't have to, but, like, I thought you quite like it.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I agree. Dilemma 2. Hey girls, love you both and love the podcast. You are a godsend on my long train journeys. Thank you. I was wondering if you could help me out with the dilemma. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost a year now. We are getting on so well and love each other so much. Throughout our relationship, I've been quite open about my past and how my last relationship ended quite badly. He has never mentioned his ex, why they broke up, or even her name.
Ooh, mysterious.
If the topic of exes comes up, he quickly changes the subject. Last week, I was in his bedroom and went for a little snoop.
Ooh.
Never a good idea.
You're always going to find something you don't want to find.
Yeah. In his top bedside drawer, I found an anniversary card from his ex saying how much she loved him and how he was the best thing that had happened to her. They were also a handful of love notes she had written to him and ticket stubs from their dates to a zoo. What do I do? Do I tell him I snooped and found this, or just leave it alone? I would go into Jamie's bedside table anyway, because it's just a bedside table. Just say you were looking for a charger. Like, it's not like you went through this bloody, like, safe. I would be like, that's weird.
Wait, hold on. So how long have they been together again? 6 months?
Let's have a look. No, almost a year now. Sorry, not cool, not cool, not cool, not
cool.
Ooh,
but he might even remember that they're there.
I know, that's true.
That he might not even know that they're there. He might be like, oh, fuck, sorry. I never go in my bedside table. Like, I've still probably got things of, like, my ex lying around the house. And I'm like, oh, God, I find that. And I'm like, oop, throw that away. Like, I didn't even know that was there. Like, we can't jump to conclusions here. I wouldn't bring it up, because I do think it looks a little bit...
I would. In fact, this exact thing happened to me when we were packing up the house, but I did not care one bit.
You were living with him. It's different if you live together. I don't think they live together.
No, even when I was staying at his, once I found something, but I really didn't care. I, like, laughed about it. It was like a letter or something.
It's obvious that it's
like... What's this? But I was like, he's obviously not keeping it as a memento.
Storing shit. Yeah.
No. What happened to that?
It's also quite odd, though, that he refuses to speak about
the ex. That's why I'm like,
it's almost like... In my brain, that would make me think, like, oh, is she the one that got away, kind of thing.
That's why I feel... If he spoke about her and was chilled and she knew about her, as in the girlfriend knew about her, and, like, who cares, then I wouldn't bother being up, or I'd, like, laugh about it and be like,
Did we read the love notes? I want to know what the love notes, how intense they were. They obviously were,
like, really intense. So I would bring up. I would be like, I found these.
But then if they don't live together, he's going to be like, well, fuck, are you going through the bedside
table? Table's fine.
I would not go through...
But bedside table, it's a drawer. You open the drawer. Like, God, I used to do that all the time when I lived with someone.
I don't live with someone.
But, like, what if he needed a charger? I can't remember.
Snooping in his bedside drawer. I think, like, that's quite a personal place.
Oh, my God. On the other side. Like, she's obviously...
On his side of the bed, precisely.
Jamie has so much shit in his bedside drawer, like packs
of cards. I would never snoop through someone's bedside drawer. And if I found something, it would be very hard for me to not bring it up.
I would, like, go through your bedside drawer. Is that really bad? Like, I'd open your bedside drawer. I don't see the problem.
But what are you looking for?
I don't know. If I was, like, sleeping the night, I'd, like, probably open... I just remember doing it because I was trying to find a spare charger, and I was like, maybe they're in there. There was loads of wires. It was always kind of half open because it was so packed of
if
stuff.
You are genuine, but because she went in there snooping...
Yeah, it depends how small this bedside
drawer is. What I think
is.
We need to do is we need to conjure up a plan of why we were snooping. So you're going to have to really realistically say... You know, I was looking for my charger.
She's in the room. She goes, I've left my necklace gone missing. All he says to you, my necklace gone missing. And whilst he's in the room, you go, is it in here?
And then like, and then
you
open that?
And you're like, who are these love notes from? And
yeah, then yeah. You laugh, see the reaction. See the reaction. See his reaction.
Don't be serious. And if do reacts, not cry.
If he reacts and he's like, oh God, don't even wear have those. They're from my ex. How embarrassing. Sorry. Throws them in the bin. Bite. You are fine. If he's like getting defensive,
goes red flag. If he goes red flag, divorce.
Divorce. It's because he's like still thinking about her. Maybe he like whips them out when you're not there, reads through them, like
has a weep. I'm sorry.
Imagine.
No, but we've made the perfect plan for you. You've lost your necklace. Start wearing a necklace if you don't wear one now.
Or your earrings, even anything. Better. I've lost one of my earrings. Do you think maybe you put it in your bedside drawer? Like your
I think maybe
hats?
I did it, or I tidied them up. Best if he's got a cleaner, because you go, I think the cleaner put them in there.
Oh, that's if he doesn't have a cleaner, this is going to be a nightmare.
She'll just have to, he'll be like, no, I wouldn't put them in the drawer. And as too late, it's opened and you've seen them. Eyes go straight to it.
Or you can say, I was looking for my necklace everywhere because I've lost it. I went under the bed, I looked in all the drawers, and like, I saw this card and I thought it was weird because I thought maybe it had been sent whilst we were together. So naturally, I opened it and I'm really sorry, I shouldn't have done, but I couldn't help myself. And now I've seen these things. And I feel a bit icky about it.
Like, or just be like, I don't really know much about your ex. Like, what happened?
And also, why are you keeping these things? It's been all
Yeah, but
year.
Don't say that at first, because he might be
he
like,
might be like, oh, I didn't even know they were there. Yeah, yeah.
And then, so let his reaction.
But you know what? Some people are quite like.
Momentum.
Yeah, they're sentimental. Like, my mum keeps a lot of things from all my ex-boyfriends in a little box. I think she wants me to.
Your
like,
ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, like little Stop things that like they've given. It. Like, if they've written me love notes, I think she like keeps. Because, you know, like when. Like, I don't know, like, my parents, I guess, are always like, oh, yeah, like, that wasn't, like, that was an ex-boyfriend. Like, my ex-boyfriend gave this to me. So my mum, I think, still has, like, an old ring that an ex-boyfriend gave her or whatever. Yeah. She's like, oh, that was from an ex-boyfriend that I've got in my jewellery box. Like, and it's not a big deal. And I'm like, yeah, don't even think twice about it. So she's obviously, like, from when you were, like, 15, like, that's quite sweet to look back on and be like, oh, when I was 15. Yeah. To be fair, I've only had, like, one, but you know what I mean? You
I
know,
really
I think it's like quite sweet to look back on when you're like 30. Like, oh, like that was when you were 16.
Yeah,
like,
I really enjoyed reading the letter I found from Jamie. I was like, this is so sweet. I literally teared up. Oh. I think it was one Jamie had actually gone to send one of his exes,
and he didn't,
and he never did it. And it was so sweet. I was like, that made me weep.
See, we've got to be okay with people like, and the thought of like being in love with other people before you. We've got to be okay with it. The thing that's just weird to me is that he never speaks about it and changes the subject. He's shady about it. It just kind of seems like he's maybe not, to me, I might be wrong and I don't want to be like raising things in your brain, but like I would be like, he's clearly not over it. Why is he keeping stuff from her? Like, what's going on?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have a dilemma. Me and my sister are very close and she often has friends around. She's 2 years older. One of her friends kissed me 2 years ago and she found out and hated us both for it, but nothing came of us being together and we were very young at the time. Now one of the friends is texting me. I found him attractive for a while and he has the same about me. We haven't hung out or anything, but I feel like we have good chemistry and would work well. He's on holiday at the moment, so that's why we haven't seen each other. My sister knows that we've been texting and hates it. She's been so mad. However, I feel like it's because she's sad in herself. I don't know what to do. On the one hand, I know I should stop texting him because she doesn't like it. But also, I get on with him so well and haven't found someone attractive like this in a while since my last bad breakup. I just don't know what to do and whether it's worth it, or will my sister just get over
it's 100% worth it.
It's 100% worth it. Your sister just get over it. Yes, she's not like in love with him.
If she's in love with him,
you know, it just sounds like a little bit of a jealousy thing, which is just quite sad that happens sometimes with sister relationships, but it does happen.
I think, and you've got to be so honest with your sister.
Yeah, be like, look, I love you so much and I'm not going to hurt you, but like, I fancy him and I'm going to go for it. Surely you want me to be with one of your friends rather
surely
than some dick.
To be happy. Just
and also it's better. Like, that means you can all hang out. It's so much nicer. You already like them.
I would love that.
I was desperate when my brother was single. Obviously, there's a big age gap. To go out with one of my friends. I was like, it would be my dream. I can hang out with my best friend all the time.
Yeah, heaven. Which girl?
I don't know, but like, there wasn't a specific one. But when he was single, I was like, what, who can I set him up with? Like, out of my friends. Like,
or at least someone that you
someone
know.
Someone I know.
Like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your sister's got to get over it. You're doing the right thing by being honest, but I don't think you need to like back down.
Not me, hon.
Also, your sister doesn't even give you a reason. She's just like, I don't like it. Like, what?
It's sad that you say you think it's because she's sad in herself. Yeah. I think then you've just got to be really supportive and have a really lovely, warm conversation with her where you really put her mind at rest and be like, I love you so much, but I really like him. Like, and then give all the things Melissa said. Like, we can hang out all together. Like, he might have a pal that you can date and then we'll go on double date.
Exactly, and that sounds like it's like other issues that are to do with herself. It's nothing to do with you and this guy. So like, I think she'd maybe be sad anyway. You can't,
And like, she can like be a third wheel happily because she likes you both. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Guys, we're not going to do Not So Single Diaries. So instead, we asked you guys to give
send in your single diaries. I can't wait for this.
I can't either. Right, go on. You kick off.
When I was at uni, I was on a night out and saw a guy and I thought he was good looking. Went off with him to the bar and he bumped into his friends who I suddenly thought, wait, is this guy better looking? Oh. Okay, fine. So she thinks the friend's fitter than him. After a few more drinks, I took a selfie with me and both guys, sent it to the group of girls chat. Which one's fitter? The friend won the vote, so I sneaked off home with him.
Oh my God, that is absolutely savage, but amazing.
Amazing. God, that's what dreams are made of. Like, you find a fit boy and then they take you and there's an even
also,
fitter
the
one.
The friend is so shady doing that to his mate.
Yeah, but like, also, like, they've literally just met in a bar. Like, there's no loyalty there, really. Like, come on. She's bumped into this fit boy at a club, like, stunning. They go to the bar and then he's like, oh, this is my friend. She's like, even more stunning.
Fine,
that's what dreams are made of. God, how did you find that many fit men in one go?
Uni was like that, honestly. I used to look around and I was like...
oh my God, I missed out so much.
I went to an all-girls school and I was like, this is heaven.
I think that's what I had at my school. Unfortunately, everyone was so fit. So when I left, everyone was ugly. Everyone at my school was so good looking. I was like, God, we were really spoiled for choice.
I still can't get over that Andrew on Love Island. What is he doing?
Guys, did anyone else see the ick when he was doing I Was With You?
He's giving me biggest ick.
Me too. I just can't. And he's such a nice guy and he could be really cool. He's got the potential
there,
but he's
just ruining it. It's so annoying because I don't think Tasha's done anything wrong and they're all like fueling his little brain with bad stuff.
I know, yeah, neither. She's just like taking it slow, but she's clearly not as into him as that's the problem.
Well, yeah, they're not going to last on the outside.
No, obviously.
She's going to be bad Felicia the minute she leaves the villa.
She's banging. To be fair, I think...
She's banging. They're so fit. All Davide, sorry.
Davide is my dream. I used to, he felt so annoying in the beginning, beyond irritating.
I actually love him so much.
And now I love him. It's the way he was, the drink thing that I sent you this morning.
Yeah.
Don't be so ridiculous.
I love him. Everything about him is accent.
I know,
I
he's too
love.
Funny. He reminds me of Gino De Campo.
He reminds me of Giovanni from Strictly.
I haven't met him.
Okay, we've really gone off topic. Okay, got another one. I was out with the girls and had a few too many gins. My friends left me, but I didn't want to end the night, so continued on my own.
Stop. This is like a Verity Bowditch thing. This is something she would have done.
She does the She'd same like, thing. Like, she's like, oh, late. I just went to the box on my own. I'm like, surely not.
You've got to be a serious
This is Verity
amazing,
from Made in Chelsea.
Okay,
this isn't her writing this in. We're just saying she does this too. One of my old flings from school messaged me, so I thought it was a good idea to go back to his house. Unfortunately, I don't remember much from that night, but woke up and felt something wasn't right.
Oh,
I went home and slept my hangover off to wake up to a message from my friend, one of the girls I was out with, asking if I'd gotten into bed with the guy's housemate last night. I was unaware of anything, but apparently I got up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet and had made my way back to his bed, but got the wrong room and got into bed with his housemate. This was one of the worst nights of my life. The anxiety the next day was unreal. Oh my God.
Oh
that's
my God.
So funny.
I'm happy I've never made an error like that. I've actually got a story similar to this. Someone I know. Been dating this guy and like, I don't think he ever really puts out. So she went to the loo and then like bumped into the roommate in the middle of the night and then went and shagged him. And it's like carried on. But so she's like fully dating one boy, but she's sleeping with the other one in the middle of the night.
I've got a story. It's very similar. This at uni. You'll know one of the boys. Beep it out. But Jamie Mays was one of the boys.
Okay.
So anyway, there were three boys. I was like friendly with them. Yeah. They were like kind of like, we were in a similar French group. They went out with this girl. One of them went out with this girl. They all lived together, the three boys.
Okay.
They've been, the boyfriend and girlfriend have been going out for ages. One night, she comes home, sleeps with all three in the house. I might have got that slightly wrong. Maybe she'd broken up with the boyfriend, but she still slept with
also,
the whole house.
How were they all okay with it? Like, yeah, have you just shagged my mate?
I know, they weren't. They fell out badly, but now they're friends again.
How on earth did she manage to do it? Was she like, just, they must have been like, she's been a long old time in the toilet.
I don't know. I still to this day can't get over
That's
it.
That's fascinating.
I also, Jamie was telling me, we went for dinner the other night and two brothers were there. One of them was like my age, so like 6 years younger than Jamie, and his older brother was there. And he said the first time he met Jamie, they'd all been out. He'd come back from Etsy out. He was like reading me. Yeah. So it was like 13, lying in bed asleep in his London house. And Jamie came back from like a huge night out, got into bed with him, got in his boxes and laid into bed with him. This little 13-year-old was like, hello. And Jamie was like, hi, I'm Jamie, gonna sleep in here tonight. Jamie and the guy was like, what? Oh, it's tiny little 13-year-old. Like, no.
Oh my god, creepy. Really, you're Jamie Lang getting into bed with me.
It's really awful. I didn't think he was famous then.
Right, Bride of Bridezilla. Here we go.
Oh, okay. We've got a venue. I know that you guys know that, but we until this day hadn't paid for it. So now it's paid, it's in the bank. And we're thinking of doing a day. It is a day
three.
So we're going to do a reception dinner, eat drinks and canapes. Then the main day, and then the day three will be a pool party. We're thinking of just doing
what a stunning BBQ paella vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, my dream. This is just like a holiday in itself, isn't it?
I know. I just thought, why the fuck?
Can I come on your honeymoon with you?
Yeah.
Actually, one of Tiff's friends actually joined her halfway through her honeymoon with you. Did you see?
But did she actually? I never saw.
I think it was a coincidence.
I never saw photos of them.
I did, when they were in Turkey.
Look lovely. I really want to do Turkey. And then also, we did a photo shoot yesterday, and it's just so funny doing a photo shoot with Jamie because we're both so awkward and we're both...
No, you're not. Sophie says this about herself, and then she's in front of the camera. She's actually like a supermodel. You're such... Yes, you are. No. I've watched you on photo shoots before.
What photo shoot?
On Never Really Dressed.
Oh.
That is like clocking us back, honestly, 7 years. But it was really good. I was like, very great.
Thanks. No, it was really funny. It's just Jamie's face. Jamie's also so, honestly, like the photos come, I'm like, ugh, discussing each one. He's like, oh, I look great, don't I? To everyone. I love
the confidence. Yeah.
I know.
Love the confidence.
It's a lovely, lovely world he lives in.
It is.
That little head of his.
All right, folks, that's it for today.
That's it for today. That went swimmingly
it
fast.
It did. Love you guys.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.